Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Mark 9, 38 to 41. Mark chapter 9, verse 38 to 41. Teacher, said John, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop because he was not one of us. Do not stop him, Jesus said, for no one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Truly I tell you, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because you belong to the Messiah will certainly not lose their reward. My theme for reflection is a bigger table. A bigger table. When I was a child, I used to think my mother made the best spaghetti in the world. It was the only spaghetti I knew, and I was convinced it was the right way to make it. Then one day I had dinner at a friend's house. His mom made spaghetti too, but it tasted completely different. Thicker sauce and different seasoning. At first I was suspicious. This is not how spaghetti is supposed to taste. But after a few bites, I realized something shocking. It was delicious. It was not wrong, just different. In Mark 9, 38 to 41, John comes to Jesus with a concern. Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us. The disciples were uncomfortable. Someone outside their group, an outsider, was doing the work of the kingdom. He was not part of their inner circle, and so they assumed he had no right to minister in Jesus' name. But Jesus Christ surprises them. Do not stop him, for the one who is not against us is for us. In other words, God's work is bigger than the group the disciples were comfortable with. The kingdom of God does not belong to a select few. It is far wider than they imagined. Scott McKnight in Basic Christianity reminds us, the kingdom of God is not built on human boundaries, but on divine grace. Yet, from the beginning, the church has struggled with this. We like to draw lines. We categorize people. Who is in? Who is out? Who is doing faith correctly? But Jesus challenges this mindset. He calls us to recognize his work even when it comes in unexpected places and through unexpected people. This passage invites us to examine our own hearts. Are we quick to dismiss fellow believers because they don't worship, pray, or serve exactly like we do? Do we assume that God's Spirit can only work through certain denominations, traditions, or people? Jesus' words call us to a deeper humility, a recognition that God is always moving beyond our limited understanding. Lent is a season of stripping away pride, of learning to see with the eyes of Christ. Instead of policing the boundaries of God's kingdom, we are called to expand our tables, to celebrate wherever Christ is honored, and to work alongside all who serve in his name. The disciples thought the kingdom was small. Jesus showed them it was far bigger than they could imagine. The same is true today. God is at work in places we least expect. Will we have the humility to see it? There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are there ways I have limited my understanding of where and how God works? Number two, how can I better embrace unity with fellow believers, even those from different backgrounds? And now let us take our practical exercise for the day. Reach out to someone from a different Christian tradition, whether a friend, a co-worker, or even a neighbor. Ask them about their faith journey. Listen with an open heart, seeking to understand. rather than critique. Lord Jesus Christ, forgive me for the times I have limited your kingdom to my own understanding. Open my eyes to see your work beyond my own circle. Teach me to celebrate the diversity of your people and to join in unity with all who follow you. Help me to love as you love, to welcome as you welcome, and to trust that you are working in ways far beyond what I can see. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.